Blog Talk Radio.
Please.
said, you can't have my, you can't have my, you can't, I plead. Gotta say, you can't be breaking down and falling out. You're gonna break out your craft, break out your word. You're gonna break out some praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
You families and friends, thank you for tuning in. It's not always a pleasure when we come together and meet at this table and keep pushing no matter what in the presence and the sight of God. I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, it doesn't matter who you are or what's your title or what's your position. The question is today, are you going to keep standing or are you going to fold your hands? My God Almighty, you're going to run in the hole and keep letting the devil beat you up. Keep letting the enemy rough you up. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, no matter where you want to look at or how many scriptures you want to quote or how many beautiful words that you could say, if you don't have the press inside of you, if you're not going to press, you're not going to see the victory. You're not going to see the victory at the end of the tunnel. You're not going to see the victory that God has for you. You're going to have to keep pressing for you can be able to have a testimony in your life. You got to keep pressing. Press through the fire, press through the storm, press through every issue that might come up. But I'm telling you right now, your testimony is here. Your testimony is now. Don't you think that the enemy is going to allow you, my God Almighty, to begin to prosper, your life begin to expand, to excel, without him trying to be upset and be mad about it? I'm telling you right now, it's in the press. Saints of God, I'm just so excited and I'm so excited for what God is doing right now and how God is taking his people and holding and crafting them. My God Almighty. But it's only the strong going to survive. You might not be strong in physical sense, what I'm talking about. Or you might not be strong in so much, just say, hey, I'm just strong trying to carry somebody. But one thing about it, you're strong in your faith. You will not allow the enemy to knock your faith out. You know who your healing is. You know who your healing lies in. And you know where the victory is at. Keep pressing, saints of God. Listen, I just want to welcome our brothers and sisters all over the world, internationally. Thank God for them tuning in, and thank God for you coming in and being a part. Tonight, saints of God, yes, yes, tonight. Monday nights, my God Almighty, I'm really going to be getting into some warfare, start ripping through scriptures, pulling things apart. Yes, going to be going into a little Greek and a little Hebrew. Amen. We're going to begin to pull things apart. One thing I know that we coming into a place and the saints have a problem with is not the knowledge, it's the understanding of what we are receiving. Amen. So we're going to begin to pull some things apart because it's in what you don't know or the lack of understanding that the enemy is really fighting and defeating individuals against. I want you equipped. The Lord wants you equipped for you can be able to stand the wiles of the devil. Amen. For you can see the manifestation happening. You can see the effect. My God Almighty, when you open your mouth and speak, you'll see the effects. Because why? You understand what you are releasing. You understanding of what you're sending out. You understanding what you're penetrating through heaven. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, I want you to go ahead and get ready. I want you to go ahead and get your Bible, get your pen, get your paper, get all that. Amen. And as you get to that, my God Almighty, our very own Mother Jackson, she's going to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. And right after her, I'm coming right back, thanks to God. But I want you to go ahead and prepare yourself. Turn the TV off. Tell the kids, get around here, get around here. Because y'all starting school, you need to understand what the Bible is saying. To begin to war together as family. We can begin to pull things out because you refuse to have them another statistic in the world. But children of victory, children, my God Almighty, of standard that is going to be an impact, my God, to their peers in their life. I'm telling you right now, I'm so excited. I'm go ahead and get ready. Get your atmosphere ready, my God Almighty, to get ready to receive what the Lord is finna get ready to deliver unto you tonight. Go ahead and, if you got a chance, go ahead and call mom and them, sister and them, auntie and them, amen, and help them to get them some tools for they can begin to learn how to fight and have understanding, my God Almighty, of different things that we are quoting. My God, God bless you, Mother Jackson, and as soon as she's done, amen, we're going to come right back out. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you too, Pastor Temple. Father God, we just come thanking you. We come thanking you, but first of all, God, we give you the honor. All the honor, God. We give the honor to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple and the whole ADM ministry. Father God, we come to your throne boldly. In the name of Jesus, God, just thanking you for a brand new day, God, that you allowed us to see, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the battles that we're going through, God, because we know that we are victorious, God. Take hold of Oshay, God. We thank you for being one of us, God, a warrior in you, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, of Oshay, God. We realize that the enemy is on a rapid, God. Oh, God, but in the name of Jesus, God, we still thank you for the victory. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. You say, let the weak say, I am strong. Let we say, we are strong in Jesus' day. We realize we can't do nothing without Christ, but we know for sure that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, God. We know when the enemy comes rapidly, how do they both shake? Telling lies, coming against us, a little shake. God, we thank you, God, that you're carrying us higher in a plate. A little boche, that the enemy don't like. But we say to him today, come with everything you got. A little boche, with your best shot, because we'll stand in the name of Jesus. We stand in the authority of Jesus Christ. Whatever he asks us to do, we will do. Whatever he asks us to speak, it shall come forth. In the mighty name of Jesus, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue rise against us shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this day, God. We thank you, Lord, for life after and strength, God. We thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we let the very sick devil that it is, God, all over this country, God. Oh, God, we thank you for healing, God. As we receive your healing, Lord, let us begin to thank you. Thank you for all that you have done for us. No matter what the enemy try to bring and whisper in our ears, God, we're sending back to the pizza pan where it belongs. Because everything that he opened his mouth to say is a lie. In the name of Jesus, he has been lying from the century that he has walked this earth. Oh, but in the name of Jesus, God, we lift every minister that it is up today, God. We pray strength into them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, we speak victories in them, winners in the name of Jesus, God. So let them continue to cry out your truth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And let us sit at the table and eat your word, God. Digest it, God. Not only digest it, God, but as we speak it, God, let us live it. Let us live just like you required for us to live, God. Let us continue to meditate on your word day and night in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for our household, God. We thank you for what you're doing in it, God. We thank you for saving our household, God. Members, God. We thank you for delivering and free in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, teaching us how to be obedient and to your leaders, God, and to you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, whatever you tell us, ask us to do, God, let us do just that, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We realize when we don't, there's a penalty to that, too, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this day, Lord, we pray, God, let us continue to push like never before, God. Let us be real in you, God. Oh, let us be real in you, God. Let you become the little bullshit, God. Oh, God, let us begin to lay on our face, God, crying out for each one of us, God. Let us know we are our brother's keepers, God. When we see one getting out of line, God, let us continue just pray for them like never before. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Hey, God, no bullshit, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Oh, God, it's the word, when the word comes forth today, God, let us begin to shout it down, God. But not just shout it down, God. Let us begin to meditate on that word day and night, to be strong fighters, God, in you, to be warriors like never before, God. Stand flitted on the word of God. And when the enemy comes out of the bullshit, let us stand with authority, look him directly in the eye, out of the bullshit, and tell him he has to get away. There's no room or no vacancy in this room, in this house today. No lies to be taught. Open your door up to the man that thinks that he has to go, whatever it is. Tell him he has to flee in the name of this kind of the bullshit. He don't live in this residence, don't know. God is the owner of this residence. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we plead the blood of Jesus today. Over each ear, God, over each telephone, we plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, the only thing that's going to keep us. So we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you. We give you all the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, have your way, Lord. It's time to the bullshit. Have your way this day, God. Let us get stirred up. Let us get serious about Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. And let us continue to put on the whole armor of God, that the enemy can't go come in any cracks. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we ask you this day, God, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, God, let your perfect will be done in our life. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
what
you,
a powerful
Lord.
Prayer. Always a powerful prayer. I thank Mother Jackson Ford. Amen. Always pray with the Cindy. Amen. You really need that. Amen. I want to send a shout out to my God, I can prophetess, my God, prophetess Jackie, and also prophetess Pastel. I send a shout out to them. Them are our warriors and our strong tower. Amen. Amen. It just come to a season where the family say, hey, we got y'all back. Amen. So Pastor said, hey, we got y'all back. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We're still waiting and ready to hear from you all. Amen. But nevertheless, we're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep moving. Amen. Listen, let me go ahead and shut the music off because I really want to get things. I really want you to sink down into it. Listen, as Pastor go along, my God, I probably come across and say some things, my God, that you probably want me to say, hey, I'll Pastor, replay that back or slow down. I want you to go ahead and press one on your phone if you feel that way, and I will go back and repeat certain things that I said. Amen. When you press one, I'm going to go back and repeat certain things that I said. I love a setting like this because now I can begin to slow down and begin to feed. It's, you know, Sunday is very hard, especially in the atmosphere. If you haven't been in an atmosphere at ABM, my God, you want to get there because, my God, it's very hard because the way God takes over and how radical things be, amen? And I really want to go ahead and give you some tools to really to help you throughout your walk with God. Number one thing that we really understand, that I really understand that is saints, we really are getting the knowledge. You're really getting the knowledge. We're really getting the scriptures. We're really getting the quotation for that's the quotes of the scriptures. Amen. But we really having a hard time really understanding. Be told on certain things that we already memorize or certain things or certain scriptures that we already know and we pronounce. If we really sit down and think about it, do we really understand word for word, verbatim by verbatim, of what the scripture is saying? This is the piece where we really need to bring into our understanding and really dissect different things. Amen. We have about two categories. We have one category that really we really don't understand, or we not applying the word of God in a correct fashion. Not because we don't have the knowledge, but because of what we understand might be the incorrect interpretation or the incorrect of what the scripture is saying. Amen. Then we have the other bracket to where I'm getting the understanding. Amen. So tonight, Emus, last week, you're going to hear from me. I'm be coming from a lot of Greek and Hebrew, Greek and Hebrew. I'm not really trying to impress in one of my intellect of the Greek and Hebrew studies. I really not. But to get the proper understanding of dealing with the scriptures and dissecting them, you're really going to have to come from a place from the Hebrew and the Greek. We always remember the original text of the Bible, the original text was written in Hebrew and Greek. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew. The New Testament was written in Greek. Then down over the times, they begin to take the Bible and translate it and put it into forms of different nationalities to begin to understand different things of the Bible. Amen. But to get the correct correct understanding of what the scripture is trying to pull or what it's saying to you, we really have to go back to the Hebrew and also the Greek. That is why you're going to be hearing me a lot, especially going through warfare and going through these type of settings of Bible study. You'll be hearing me a lot coming with Hebrew and Greek definitions. Amen. And I will be coming for it a lot. Amen. Amen. So we're really going to go ahead and begin to deal with something. First of all, just to give you a backdrop on last week, we was really dealing with the scriptures coming from James 4:7. Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. I really begin to say, I want you saints really catch this part. I'm just going to give you a brief of reflection of last week. Really understand. You got to understand something. Number one, when you have a lot of warfare in the atmosphere going on in the world, amen, the saints of God, you're going to be hit the first. You're going to be hit first. The Bible must talk to us and tell us, amen, to pray for our government, to intercede for our government, intercede for the rulers, intercede for the leaders, amen. So as you're praying in the atmosphere, and in the warfare that takes place in the atmosphere, you're going to receive the reflection of it first. A lot of times we start misinterpreting that the warfare is going on. It has something to do with our life. Amen. It has something to do with us. Maybe you are standing, my God Almighty, in a way for America and North Korea before they have a nuclear war. You standing in a way and blocking that nuclear war. Y'all hear me? My God Almighty, I felt that one. For it won't attack. Amen. So the enemy is frustrated and mad because you are interceding in the Holy Ghost and you are being a gap stander to block different things that the enemy is trying to manifest in this world. Why God want to use us in this world? You got to understand whatever happened in this world, regardless of how religious you are or how good a Christian you are, it will affect you too as well. Y'all hear me? It will affect you as well. So let's remember that. Amen. We got to understand. They understand. So it's been a lot of warfare going on. It's a lot of warfare that have been going on in this world. Amen. So we are intercepting. A lot of you are feeling the warfare. It's I'm sorry to bust some of your bubbles, but sometimes it doesn't mean that you so anointed and you've been so effective. Amen. You are intercepting. My God, you are intercepting different things in the atmosphere. Amen. So we kind of have to start learning what to discern. Where is this warfare coming? Is this warfare coming in our personal life? Has somebody sent warfare over into my life to tear me apart or to rip me or to stop me or to block what God is doing in my life? Or is this atmosphere warfare that we are dealing with?
My God, y'all hear me? So we're really going to have to zoom into what type of warfare or what type of fight that we are in before we know how to be effective. See, a lot of us probably trying to fight a war. We trying to use warfare strategy, using principle, using personal fight. You know, we having a personal battle with the devil where the warfare is in the atmosphere. How effective you will be? You won't be effective at all. Why? Because the warfare is not with you and the enemy. The warfare is in the atmosphere. And as you ascend up in the atmosphere, you're going to begin to, what they call it on an airplane ride, experience some turbulence. In this case, it's called warfare. You hear me? My God, I feel good tonight. My God, my God. So we've been getting to dissect. That's one scripture that we've been getting to dissect. And we dissect about two different scripture beginning to deal with resist the enemy. They shall flee. I want to say this, then I'm going to move on. And for those who have your Bible, I want you to go to me with me in Ephesians, the 11th chapter. Amen. 11th chapter. I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of you know this scripture. This scripture right here. Put on the whole armor of God. But we're finna dissect this scripture tonight and really get a really grasp understanding of the armor or what he's telling us to put on. Amen. So, resist the devil, he shall flee. Now, Sunday, I was really using an illustration, my God, how if you're not on post or if you give any leeway to the enemy would get a chair and pull up to your table. You hear me? When you're not on post and you give leeway to the enemy, he will get a table, he will get a chair and pull up to your table. Amen. And when he pull up to your table, he is very stubborn about getting from the table. Why? Because he waiting to be fed. What do you mean, Pastor? In Genesis, I shared this Sunday, in Genesis, he was a snake. My God Almighty. In Job, he was walking to and fro as a roaring lion. In Revelation, he is represented as a dragon. Somebody is feeding him. My God Almighty, can I get a ooh-ooh? My God, somebody is feeding the adversary. How are we feeding the adversary? When we acknowledge the adversary in our life, the adversary got an ego issue. He don't give a care if he did it or didn't do it. He want to be acknowledged. And when we begin to acknowledge that devil, or this devil just want to attack my body, you feeding his ego. Or this devil, he'll want to attack my body. Amen. So you got to understand, we can't stay there and keep feeding the devil. We got to acknowledge what God is doing. Our focus needs to be on what God is doing. God, thank you for the healing in my body. God, thank you. Regardless of what it looks like. Amen. I wish you could have, some of you that wasn't there, you could have seen the illustration. Our pastor came there with a real live demonstration on Sunday, swollen eye and everything else. If y'all see it, you'll be like, whoa, my God Almighty. But if your knowledge, my God Almighty, the enemy so much in your life, you cannot see or have the focus on what God is doing in your life. Amen. So we got to stop feeding the devil. Every time we get up, oh, Lord, I'm so tired of this devil. Lord, I'm so tired. Amen. Once, my God, the Bible said, resist the enemy, he shall flee. Other words, I'm not acknowledging and giving you credit for some foolishness that is coming up in my life. I'm going to begin to prophesize to my situation regardless of how I feel and what I look like. I'm begin to say I am healed. I'm going to begin to say my finances is overflowing. My God Almighty. I'm going to be family are saved in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to begin to see it, regardless of son or daughter begin to get locked up and everything, that's fine, because it's not about the outside, it's about the inside. Y'all hear me? It's about the inside. So I free in the name of Jesus, regardless of what's going on around me. Amen. My God, my God, my God. My God, how many minutes I got? Okay, amen. So let's go ahead. Let's go ahead. Let's deal with this. Let's go into the book of 6:11. Amen. Before I hit that scripture, let's go back and I'm gonna go to Ephesians, the first chapter, the first verse. Amen. A couple of things that we need to look for when we begin to dissect the scriptures and begin to get the proper understanding of these verses. Amen. Let's get out of being saints of God. All we know is a verse. We don't know where the original text, we don't know where it comes from, how it got saved, what it's all about. All we know are verses. And we'll quote a verse in a minute, but have the wrong meaning behind it. Amen. Y'all hear me? Let me say that a minute. We'll quote a verse in a minute and have the wrong meaning behind it, and laughing and laughing and laughing. So now the enemy got us so confused to where we don't went to one phase in our life where I'm being attacked by the devil, and the other phase in our life where I'm in a trial. Then he got us into another phase in our life. Well, God probably be chastising them, reaping some things that I don't sow. Then another phase, somebody don't put voodoo on me. Somebody don't put roots on me. In another phase, this rich is I got a witch over my life and all that. You know, now he don't got your mind all disbobulated because you don't have a clue where the warfare is coming at. Amen. You don't have a clue what's coming. My God, I feel this thing. Hallelujah. You don't have a clue what's going on. Amen. We got to get to the place where we pinpoint it. Oh, this is an attack happening in the atmosphere through our government system. Let me begin to war against it. My God, in the name of Jesus, I pull and come against every attack that's trying to happen in our government system that is trying to reflect and damage your people that you, I rebuke it, push back. Amen. So, and we got the pinpoint. Now, oh, my God, here comes an attack. Oh, okay, I see. My life is moving now. My life is prospering now. God has added increase to my life. Now the enemy is mad because he wants me to stay in a place of, my God, frustration, worryation, in a place of disappointment, in a place of trying to figure out, God, well, how are we going to do this here? Now it's moving, so the enemy want to attack my personal life. Now guess what? I plead the blood of Jesus. You don't get out my house. Get out my life. Now I'm being effective. Why? Where the attack is coming from. He don't have me disbobulated to where I feel as though it's this 1 minute and it's that 1 minute. No, it's this 1 minute. Oh, no, it's that 1 minute. I know exactly what to penetrate and what to deal with. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on. Yeah. Amen, brother. I got you. I'm coming. So book of Ephesians, the first chapter, dealing with the first verse. Let's understand this. The Bible said Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus. Guess what? Paul, apostle of Jesus Christ, to the saints which are at Ephesus. So Paul is talking to this tribe of Ephesus. He's talking to these people of Ephesus into the faithful in Christ Jesus. So he's talking to the ones that are saved, walking with the Lord. This is Paul. So everything we're going to read about in Ephesus is what Paul is writing, or is Paul is dealing with that are in Ephesians. Watch it. It says, grace be to you in peace from God our Father. From who? From God. So he's coming in example, not of himself, but he's coming into the form of who? He's coming in representing who? God our who? Father. He's coming in the form of God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's representing the Trinity. He's representing he represented the heavens. Amen. Amen. So good. We got it. Let me go ahead and move to chapter 6. Let's go ahead and get to chapter 6 right quick. Let's go. I want to start at the beginning of chapter 6. I'm going to start at the beginning of chapter 6. Amen. Amen. Let's go to the beginning of chapter 6. I want y'all to hear this because but it's a lot of quotation, a lot of things that I say is in this. Watch this. It says, children, obey your in the Lord. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mothers. Amen. Which is the first commandment with promise.
that it may be will that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Y'all hear me? Watch this one. I want y'all to catch this one, because we get this obeying the children, children obey your parents, but we forget all about 6 and 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nature and the abomination of the Lord, an abomination of the Lord. Other words, raise them up in the Lord. Don't provoke them. Amen. So parents, y'all have accountability as well of raising your children. Amen. Watch this one. Let's keep going. I want to keep going. Servants, be obedient to them that are your master, according to the flesh, with fear, in trembling, in my God Almighty, singleness of your heart as unto God. I want to deal with this just right quick, and I want to move on, because this is where the domination, this is one of the scriptures that people begin to be dominated in Christ. Amen? In Christ. The Bible says, servants, be obedient to them that are masters. Other words, yes, it consists of leaders. It consists of different ones. Paul said it plainly, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and a singleness of your heart. Let's go to number 6. It says, not with eye service as man pleasers, but as the servant of Christ, doing the what? Will of God from the what? Heart. I ask the question, and sometimes I come and ask this question. Who are you loyal to? Are you loyal to man, or are you loyal to, I can't stay there, my God Almighty. Where's my keyboard and the drummer right then and there? He should have hit a note right then and there. My God. This is why I ask the question, because it comes to a time, it says what? Not with eye service. We get so caught up into the emotions, and we get caught up, and that's why I tell everybody, yeah, God is using, yeah, Pastor, God is, but listen, if I don't have a relationship with God, if I don't have a relationship with God, all that stuff that is going on and all these tools and anointing, all this kind of stuff, it'll be to no avail. Amen? Amen. It says, not with eye service as man pleasers. So many people, I just want to please your pastor. You need to please God. And as you pleasing God, if that pastor or whoever is connected to God, you're going to please them. I got to keep moving. I don't want to stay there. Amen. But number 7 says, with goodwill doing service. Amen. Other words, you're doing it out of your heart. So many people trying to do things for a motive and trying to do things for they want to get this, got that. Do it out of your heart. And I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna show you why. The scripture is going to show you why. As to the Lord and not to who? Man. So everything that you do, it's not about man. It's not about man. Many people get so caught up into themselves. Just didn't feel right. And for number one, who you doing this to? Is this is done unto God, or is done unto yourself? Y'all hear me up in here. So many times we hear, oh, they just grieve my spirit. I just. So your eyes, my God, what the Bible say, you got eye service. Your eye service, if they are not giving you the right response, or you're not getting the right attitude, you can't pray no more. You can't worship no more. You can't intercede no more. You don't want to come to church no more. You can't worship no more. Let me get out of that. Let me keep going. Pastor, you just got a few minutes. Keep going. Amen. Amen. Watch this. It says, Lord, and not to man. Remember Ephesians 6 and 8, it says, knowing that whatsoever good things any man doeth, knowing that whatsoever good things in a man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. Somebody say paycheck. It's paycheck now. My God. And knowing that whatsoever good things in a man doeth, the same shall be received of the Lord. Paycheck. Whether he be, watch this. This is one that brought me out of my skin and made me shout. Watch this.
whether he be bound or free. Let my God, yeah, see, I got to move. I got to move from this because I'm about ready to preach right there. My God, I ain't trying to preach, but I'm trying. We trying to get this. My God, it says, watch this now. My God, I felt that one. It says, whether he be bound or free. Why you feeling that way, Pastor? Those that know me. If you don't have blessings coming in your life, I have a thing where I tell people you better troubleshoot. I could care less how much hell going in your life. I could care, my God, if the illustration we showed last night, showed yesterday, how the lights was going off, my God Almighty, you bound into issue, but you still giving God a worship, you still giving God a praise, and God still blessing you, regardless of what type of season that you are in, you still are being blessed. Why? The Bible says, whether he be bound or what? Free. Pastor, I got to move on. I can't stay there. My God Almighty, y'all pray. Help. Hope the Lord bring this back on a Sunday morning. Amen. My God. Number 9 says, and ye masters do the same. And ye masters, other words, leaders. Watch this. And ye masters do the same thing unto them. No, I'm supposed to cater to my pastor all the time. Baby, can I get in trouble? I'm going to get in trouble right now. No, I'm supposed to cater to my pastor all the time. No, I need to get my pastor a glass of water. He don't have to give me no glass of water. No, let me help my pastor. My God, let me get in trouble for a minute. No. The Bible says, and ye master do the same thing unto them, forbearing, treating, knowing that your master, now this master, watch this. Y'all notice this. All my Bible scholars, my people that went to seminar class, if you look at this, tonight, seminar, you see, and when it says, in ye master, it's a lowercase m. But when you see, knowing that your master is a capitalized M, two different masters here. One, flesh, leader. Other one, God. Knowing that your master also in heaven, my God, neither is there respect of person with him. I got to move, y'all. I got to move. How many minutes I have here? Listen, I'm sick of this where we feel as though, oh, that's a man and a woman of God. Baby, let me tell you something. I could care less if you mop the floor. God don't have no respectable person. The same blessing that is up there on a joker that is prophesizing and sometimes prophesying, my God Almighty, and hooking and winking, the same, my God, God got a blessing with your name on it. You can have, my God, you can have whatever you want to have. You can receive what you want to receive. It don't have nothing to do with a title of an individual. So stop making people lie to you and deceive you because I'm an apostle. I'm God's prophet. I'm God's chief prophet. Baby, God, the Bible say he don't have no respectable person. It ain't about your title. It's about where's your relationship with God. Pastor, you got to go ahead on. My God. Tim chapter says, here we go. My God, Lord have mercy. This is so rich. Tim chapter says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Amen. Let's break some things down right quick. I want to help you. Let's break some things down right quick. Let's begin to break number 11 down. Because this is a very familiar, these next couple of verses is very familiar. Let's begin to break number 11 down. Let's deal with the armor. Let's deal with the armor of God. Amen. In the armor, what it says, in the armor, what it talks about in the Greek, amen, it is pronounced, my God. Paralia, paralia. Y'all hear me? Paralia means armor. In the Greek, it means armor. And it means capable armor. It talks about the shield, the helmet, the sword, brass plates. Okay, it gives you descriptions when it's
in the Greek. And the name of it is Patria. Amen. And it says, of God, that you may be able, my God, to withstand against the wiles. Amen. Let's look at this. Let's look at wiles for a minute. Let's look at wiles. What it mean when it says wow? Be able to stand against the wows. The this let's look at this. This word wows. I want to slow it down. This word wow is pronounced in the Greek methodia. What it means? This is what it means? My God Almighty. Cunning or arts. My God. Deceit. Trickiness. It means cunningness, deceit, trickiness. So our armor that we're going to learn about, we're really going to understand, it should be to defeat what? Cunningness, slickness. Can I get in trouble for a minute? Can Pastor get in trouble for a minute? I'm known to get in trouble. Amen. Listen, I'm trying to figure out how we are in a body of Christ, we begin to be conned. How we are getting conned and tricked by the enemy. We getting finances conned. Enemy sending somebody in the ministry, sending people in the church, and we are getting trickery. Oh, my God Almighty, my God. I'm still there. Are you still there? I got a few more minutes. My God, that's what Wiles is talking about. Wiles is talking about trickery, cunning. That is the enemy. He's a cunning rascal. Amen? Amen. My God, my God, my God, my God. So this armor should make us have, protect us or discern trickery. So we got to understand that. We cannot be deceived in these times. Let's look at the devil. Let's look at the devil. Let's look at the devil. Let's break this down of the devil. Amen? Amen. The devil is pronounced diabolos. Diabolos. Watch this. Slander. Falsely. In other words, he's a liar. Amen? Falsely accused. That's the devil. He's cunning. It's trickery. How many of you don't been persecuted? Slander. Falsely accused. Amen? So now watch this. I want y'all to really dissect this. It says, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. It says, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, the cunningness, the slickery, the deceitness of the enemy. Amen? Let's keep going. Number 12, it says, for we wrestle not against, y'all know this one, flesh and blood, but against princes of powers, against powers, against rulers of darkness, of darkness of this world, against spiritual witness in high places. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to break this one down, princes of powers. And first of all, let's deal with wrestle. I want to deal with wrestle right quick. Amen. Let's go ahead and deal with wrestle because we need to understand what wrestling means because we have that. I want to really break down. Let's look at wrestle right quick. And we're going to, and I'll be looking at that in the Greek as well. All right, let's go ahead and look at wrestle. Wrestle, my God Almighty. Wrestle is, and the definition of wrestle is wrestling, a contest between two two gifts of each on the opposite end. Amen. It's a wrestling match. The term is transferred to Christian struggles with the power of the enemy. It's transferred as Christian struggles with the power of the enemy. How many of you have struggles right now? How many of you are dealing with your weakness right now? And you're going back and forth. You're in a wrestling match. One minute you're winning, next minute you're losing. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Amen. So that's the spiritual side of the evil side, but the natural side, flesh and blood, is dealing with human beings. We're not wrestling against human beings, but we're wrestling against
princes of powers and rulers of dark. Let's look at princes of powers. Amen. Let's look at princes of powers. So we're wrestling not against flesh and blood, human beings, my God, but we are dealing with what? Princes of powers. What is princes of powers? I want to slow this down for a minute. What is princes of powers? Amen. I want to deal with this one, then I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and close it out for the night. What is princes of powers? The word in the Greek mean ahe, ahre, and it means of angels and demons, of angels and demons. Amen? It deals with demonic leaders. My God, y'all hear me? It's a ranking order in the structure of the enemy. It's a ranking order. Amen. And they have leaders. They have different ranking systems. They're very organized troops. And they have leaders that is in their ranking orders. They are princes of palaces. Amen. So they are demonic devils that is in ranking order, or they are leaders. So, my God, I'm really trying to, I really want to get this to where you can really get it. Amen, amen, amen. So, they are leaders. So, when we begin to pull princes of palace down, we are dealing with what? Leaders, demonic leaders. Princes of palace, my God. And they are, in the Greek, it is explained that they are not in the upper heavens. It is called the lower heavens. It is not the upper, it's the lower. These are demonic, just as God has spiritual leaders. Amen? So the same thing that we got set up here on earth dealing with church, the enemy got here set up dealing with his church. He got leaders. God got leaders. We got fivefold pastors, preachers, prophets, teachers, evangelists. Amen? Leaders. Then we got princes of palace. They are leaders. Which one is stronger than the other one? It's a very quick question. I know many of you said, oh, Pastor, right here. You know we are. We know who we are. Are we really saying that? Or we really mean that? That is a meaning that comes from actions, but it's not coming from words. We could say it, but do we really mean it? My God. Princes of palace, rulers of darkness, amen. Spiritual wickedness of this world. Listen, I'm going to get ready to end it right there. But we're going to deal with just, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So it's point blank, plain, simple. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. It's dealing with the flesh, dealing with another human being, but against princes of palace, amen. So princes of palace, it talks about leaders. It talks about leaders that is in the wrecking system of the demonic entity. It talks about that, amen. This is the palace. It's dealing with leaders in the lower heaven. It's dealing with in the lower heaven. Amen. Amen. So let's be able to begin to pinpoint different attacks. One thing about the spiritual warfare attacks, it comes in different areas. I know many people have been interpreted, and I'm sorry that a lot of leaders have been doing a very bad job. They're trying to help you all. They're thinking everything is coming to you all. Everything is coming to our church. Everything trying to attack the man of God. Everything is trying to get the woman of God. Everything is after us. Everything is, you know, prayers. Sometimes it's going on in the world atmosphere. Y'all hear me? Sometimes we intercept. Because we are prayers, And I probably have my brothers or my sister probably be in a place where they need my help because I'm my brother's keeper. And now my spirit, my God, is intercepted. Why? Because the Bible says that, you know, the Holy Spirit will make intercession for us. It is going out praying for us. When we don't know what, the Holy Spirit make the intercession, so we can begin to pray for our brothers and sisters in North Korea. We can begin to pray for our brothers and sisters in Norway. They can begin to pray in the United States. Why? The Holy Spirit don't took over, and now they are into the fight. And some reflections that we probably begin to see that is happening to our bodies or happen to different things, we are seeing the warfare are taking place. Let's begin to slow some things. Holy Ghost rolling just was going with nonsense. And let's begin to discern, amen, where is the warfare taking place? Then I know where to fight at. Other than sitting out blanks and not hitting nothing. My God. Sitting out blanks and not hitting nothing. Some of you. Troubles in your bodies right now. It probably don't have anything to do with you. My God Almighty. Watch this. I want to use my wife for example. Can I use you for example, babe? I want to use, and my wife said, go ahead. You sure? You can use my wife for example. Then we're going to close it after this. My God, I want to use her for example. One day, my God, I was just finished up a service, and my wife was feeling very ill. And I told my wife, you're going to the hospital this day. So I took her to the hospital, and they checked out. They came back. They said, oh, my God, your sugar is up 1,040. Say you are a type 2 diabetic. This is what they said to my wife. And my wife was like, oh, I can't receive this. I can't receive this. No. I can't receive this. So we're home. I'm always like, baby, you got to do this. You got to do this. My wife began to start making some little changes and doing certain things because she says she's not going to be on this. We had some things that even in the business part of our life that needs to come in order. We had some things even in our life needed to come in order. So, my God, I begin to, my God, let my wife begin to take care of some issue, personal issue, place with her, and I begin to fight into areas that I see the attack is going on. Why? Listen, so you ain't fought for your wife. I didn't have to fight for her because she was already kept. God already released the promise that she is healed. My God, can I say this again? My God, God already released the promise in the word that she said, she is healed, and she is fine. Amen? So I didn't have to fight for her. So I need to fast, and I need to aim my warfare on areas that I could discern and see what the enemy is trying to do. So what he's trying to do, watch this, he needed our focus to be on something and take the focus off of what he's really doing. So now we begin to fight. I begin to fight in areas that I see where the attack is going and areas. And now my wife go back to the doctor. She go back to the doctor and do different things, my God Almighty, and she ain't dealing with no insulin or nothing. Now your levels is all right. Everything is fine. Amen. Everything is fine. No, it's not no more sugar diabetes. Amen. Because what? We have to aim our attack. We got to understand, saints of God, that some things that the enemy is trying to use, my God, to put your focus on, to get your focus off the real thing. And we got to know what area that God is trying to save us and what area that the enemy is trying to bring of an orchestrated attack in. So watch this. If I put all my focus on my wife, well, God already told me she's healed. She's taken care of. And when you get the word from God, everything will be all right. baby, you better go and look in that us well. So if that ain't it, because God already got this door here, I'm looking somewhere else and finding out where it's coming from. Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus, and I thank you for what you're doing tonight. Father, I pray that you will cover us under your you'll cover us, you'll cover our spirits, you'll cover our ears, you'll cover our inner core, man. And Father, I thank you and position us to be students of your understand and learn about the spiritual realm. But we will not become religious saints, become individuals that is proactive and also active and making an impact in the spirit. Because now understanding of your knowledge and of your word, and we're receiving what you're right now. Help us, God, to be better saints, understand more of the spirit realm and of more of the things that you are doing. Help us, God, and keep our minds, and help us to, my God, to sift out all the things that been that been imparted into our spirits, God, and now it's contaminating our walk, and it brings it contaminated our walk, and it's damaging, it causing us to be a damage to ourselves in a place of warfare. But we thank you that this day, God, you begin to transition our minds to begin to allow us to see the open picture and not to take your words and to begin to interpret it and begin to release scriptures that we really don't know the motive and the meaning behind it. We just heard it from somebody else. Thank you for allowing us to be students of the gospel and begin to take the whole gospel for what it is and that it'll begin to come alive in us. Father, forgive us that we lay down to the different afflictions and different things that happen in our mouth say one thing, but yet our spirit, our inner man is saying another. Forgive us for releasing missed signals in the spirit. Missed signals where I believe you are a healer, but yet I walk around in defeat. I believe you are a way maker, but yet I walk around worry and distress. I believe that you're going to save, but yet I walk around with little faith. So forgive us, God, of the things that we are illiterate to, because we are now receiving the things that you are manifesting and making known to us this day. Pastor, love each and every one of you all. Listen, thanks to God. We got to go, my God Almighty. We definitely want to get back into it. I want to get back into it and dissect the whole thing. I know it was good. Thank you for my brothers and sisters all over the world, my God Almighty. It's helping you. Let's be good warriors, my God, for the God. And always remember, the number one thing, your relationship is in God. Let's begin to have a good and strong and personal relationship with God. That way we can be individual that is going to be keep pressing after the purpose and after the will of God. Let's not be individuals of defeat, but yet we talk a good game, but yet we show a different card. Let's be individuals that will take a stand against the princes of palaces, the leaders of darkness, and let them know that God is raising up some leaders in this day and time. Until this time, my God Almighty, next week on Monday at 7 p.m., but until then, we're going to begin our normal week of prayer. Always remember, you have to stay in prayer. Then, too, the prayers. I want you all, my God, to keep following us and keep paying attention, because Pastor's going to get into something else that is going to blow your mind. I can't tell you when. All I know, we're going to do it without notice. So you got to tune in. And what is it, Pastor? I'm definitely going to begin to dissect these zodiac signs and dissect these things that you are receiving. Oh yeah, I'm a Pisces. I'm a Cancer. I'm a Capricorn. I'm a Gemini. Things that you are receiving and don't even understand what you are receiving. Amen. I want you to stay tuned. All I can say, they're going to keep getting hot, 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 and hot. Until this time, my God Almighty, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., where our intercessory prayer will begin. We love you all. Thank you all. God bless you all.